Unit 6. We need retraining. Integrated skills development. New words and expressions. Administrator. Communicate. Conduct. Conduct. Coordinate. Criticism. Despite. Direct. Enable. Essential. Evidence. Executive. Flow. Initiate. Instruction. Investigate. Issue. Judge. Major. Memorandum. Notable. Observation. Oral. Perform. Performance. Process. Respond. Reward. Shortcoming. Throughout. Vehicle. All too often. Be likely to. Consist of. Go on. Passage. Improve communication skills. Your work in business will involve communication, a lot of it, because communication is a major and essential part of the work of business. Throughout a company, workers send and receive information. They process information with computers, write messages, fill out forms, give and receive orders, and talk over the telephone. More specifically, salespeople receive instructions and information from the home office and send back orders and weekly summaries of their activities. Executives use letters and telephone calls to initiate business with customers and other companies and respond to incoming letters and calls. Production supervisors receive work orders, issue instructions, and submit production summaries. Research specialists receive problems to investigate and later communicate their findings to management. Similar activities occur in every part of the company. Everywhere, workers receive and send information as they conduct their work. Oral communication is a major part of this information flow. So, too, are various types of forms and records provided by computers. Yet another major part consists of various forms of written communication, letters, memorandums, and reports. All of these forms of communications go on in business because communication is essential to the organized effort involved in business. Communication enables human beings to work together. In a business, it is the vehicle through which management performs its basic functions. Managers direct through communication, coordinate through communication, and control through communication. Because communication is so important in business, businesses want and need people with good communication skills. All too often, they do not get them, however, because most employees, even the college-trained, do not communicate well. Among the recent studies that support this observation, perhaps the most notable reports that one of the four major criticisms of today's college-trained people is their poor communication and, especially, written communication. The communication shortcomings of employees and the importance of communication in business explains why you should work to improve your communication skills. Whatever position you have in business, your performance will be judged largely by your ability to communicate. If you perform well, you are likely to be rewarded with advancement. And the higher you advance, the more you will need your communication ability. One study reports that top-level administrators spend 85% of their work time communicating. The evidence is clear. Improving your communication skills improves your chances for success in business. Listening. 9. Three managers are discussing the recruitment of sales representatives, reps, for their new Spanish sales organization. Listen and note their reactions to the alternatives. Write F if they are in favor of them, and A if they are against them. The next item on the agenda is the new Spanish sales organization. As you know, we're going to open a new sales office in March, and so we need to discuss recruitment. Any views on this, Marcel?
Yes. The important thing here is product knowledge, not language. The French sales staff have already got the product knowledge. They know how the company operates, too. I think we should teach them Spanish and transfer them.
How do you feel about that proposal, Carlo?
I don't agree. It takes years to learn a language. But why don't we employ Spanish staff and send them to France for technical training?
No. It's a waste of time if they can't speak French.
What do you think, Nancy?
I don't know. How long does it take to train a new sales rep, Marcel?
It depends on the rep. Usually about a year.
That is a problem. But I think nationality is important here. It's a Spanish branch, so I don't think we should employ French nationals. Now, I know you're not going to agree with me here, Marcel, but as I see it, we have no choice. 10. Listen to the discussion again and complete the minutes of the meeting. The next item on the agenda is the new Spanish sales organization. As you know, we're going to open a new sales office in March, and so we need to discuss recruitment. Any views on this, Marcel?
Yes. The important thing here is product knowledge, not language. The French sales staff have already got the product knowledge. They know how the company operates, too. I think we should teach them Spanish and transfer them.
How do you feel about that proposal, Carlo?
I don't agree. It takes years to learn a language. But why don't we employ Spanish staff and send them to France for technical training?
No. It's a waste of time if they can't speak French.
What do you think, Nancy?
I don't know. How long does it take to train a new sales rep, Marcel?
It depends on the rep, usually about a year.
That is a problem. But I think nationality is important here. It's a Spanish branch, so I don't think we should employ French nationals. Now, I know you're not going to agree with me here, Marcel, that as I see it, we have no choice. Merry learning. Outside the city hall, a boy selling newspapers bellowed, "Extra, extra, read all about it. Two men swindled." A man walked up to the boy, bought a paper, and sat down to read it. "Hey, kid," he protested a few moments later, "there's nothing in there about two men being cheated."
"Extra, extra," shouted the boy. "Three men swindled."